Hello, hello, Serve It Right bloggers. How are we doing today? Today we're going to go over some tips and tricks to help you with the serving industry. Today we have a very special guest, Kiva Blog.
Hello.
Former server, current nurse.
Yeah.
How you doing, Kiva?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. So Kiva, you worked at
a brunch place.
Yeah, nice. Yes. OEB, right?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
Downtown Victoria.
Yeah, nice. I currently work at Bin 4 still. I've been there for about 4 years now. So between the two of us, you got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Okay, the first tip we're going to get into is the greet. Do you have a little spiel that you give to your table when you greet them?
I always try and start off being personable. So the table, mm-hmm. Thinks of you more as a server, more as a human, instead of a server, I guess.
Yes.
But I feel, hi, my name is Kiva, welcome.
Yeah.
Ask if they've been there before, ask mm-hmm. what they were doing today.
Me too.
Be like, if it's your first time, I can show you through the menu, mm-hmm. tell you what I would recommend, stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. My work, requires us to ask them if they've been there before. We have a little spiel. Mine tends to go something like, hello, hello, welcome in, how are we doing? I'll be like, have you guys been in before? And they'll say yes or no, and I'll say welcome in, welcome back.
Yeah.
And I'll give them a little run through of our menu quickly if needed. I point to our feature cards, and then I'll say, can I grab any drinks to get started?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll always tell them my name too. My name's Sierra, by the way, I'll be helping you out.
Yeah.
That's nice. And then throughout your service, they'll be like, oh, Sierra, may I?
Yeah.
You just feel appreciated, you know?
Yeah.
You feel you feel heard.
Exactly. Another tip I had was making the most you can with your trips.
Yes.
So if you're going into the kitchen, bring out dishes to help, clean dishes to help the kitchen people. If you're going to deliver food to a table, check in on your other tables on the way. Make note if you have any dishes you should clear off,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, so you're not wasting any steps.
Yeah, definitely. That's going through the pass to the tables, that trip.
Yeah.
You make that loop so many times that it's just, so beneficial to get, your multiple drinks out to your multiple tables at once, or grab a bill when you're clearing plates, or, dropping off a dessert and asking them if someone wants dessert.
Go around and refill all the waters and stuff. Yeah,
for sure. Making sure you're multitasking and maximizing mm-hmm. your time is so important.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fast-paced.
Yeah, saves a lot of time instead of running around doing one thing at once.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mentioned the refills, too. Someone shouldn't have to ask to have their water refilled.
Yeah.
You should just be able to, keep doing your trips with your coffee or your water to make sure that they have all their refills done. And then, typically, a good rule of thumb that, my restaurant tells us to do is that when their drink is, 3/4 done, you ask if they want a refill, or even mm-hmm. if it's, they get free refills, a pop on fountain, I'll just grab them a new one. And then, after the second kind of refill, I'm like, okay, maybe they don't want anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them this time.
Yeah.
A great rule of thumb.
It's also, there's nothing worse than, you going to a restaurant and feeling abandoned by your server.
Mm-hmm.
So just coming around doing refills without asking is a good way to just, check in. And
right? And I feel it even just, you don't have to go talk to your table either. It's just, done. And I feel they feel, instead of, looking for you, they just know that, you're on it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this girl's got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Makes it more smooth. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then, along with that, do you have appetizers or, desserts and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Another part of this is just, make sure you're dropping off side plates before the appetizers get there.
Yeah.
Just so, they're all set up and they know their food's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
If it's been waiting a bit, that also encourages them to be okay,
yeah.
food's on the way, don't need to ask her about it, it's coming.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'll normally make sure I have my side plates ready, and then I'll pop them off. I'm just when your appetizers come up, or
mm-hmm.
food's gonna be right up.
Yeah.
And then make sure you have all those plates cleared from the table
mm-hmm.
as well. Yeah,
that's
you know.
A big one. When they're done with the food, clearing off the plates from the table. Yeah.
And cutlery too.
And cutlery,
it's the worst thing when you go to a restaurant
yeah.
and you have your food and there's no cutlery out for you.
Yeah.
You can't eat it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Need to ask again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Another tip I had when you get super busy, especially when you start becoming a waitress you can get pretty overwhelmed, like, before you get into the swing of things, before you get your routine down.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that taking, like, a few seconds to just, like, take a few breaths and be like, okay, what do I have to do? Like, look at all your tables. Like, stand somewhere, look at all your tables, be like, okay, they are waiting for food. They're still looking at the menu.
Yes.
And be like, okay, how am I going to approach this? Because
yeah.
I've always found that it's a lot easier to take a second, and it takes less time than trying to fix a mistake that you've done.
Yes.
And that backs you up even more, and you're stressed because you made a mistake, and you don't want the customers to get angry and stuff, so.
And even if you do make a mistake, it's okay.
It's okay.
Like, it's not the end of the world, but that is definitely mistake prevention.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I absolutely agree, like, taking a breath, or just, like, looking at your section, and being like, okay, because, like, once your section's full, and everyone else's section is full, it gets, the restaurant gets very, like, hectic.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to be like, oh my god, and like scramble out of control. But yeah, I totally agree with that. You gotta... Yeah.
There was one time I had a, like, 14-person table, and I had all their bills. We have, like, an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I had all their bills, but I was like, okay, I'm just gonna print them all and, like, get them out of the restaurant, because I'm just, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, it'll be done.
You don't have to worry about them anymore,
and
like, once they're paid.
I didn't look through, like, each individual bill.
Yeah.
I just printed them all and handed them out, and it was, like, completely wrong.
Yeah.
So I had to spend, like, 20 minutes just, like, going through with everyone.
Yeah, right.
And it was fine, like...
But, like, within that time, too, you still have other tables and other stuff to do.
Exactly.
So it's...
So then I was like, okay, learning.
Yes, making sure... I think that's another very important thing when you're, like, taking orders. You making sure that, like, the seat numbers are right.
Because,
like, we use, like, a little tablet. And it's, like, seat 1, seat 2, seat 3, seat 4.
Yeah.
And also, when, like, they get their food, that's how you know who ordered what. So they just place it down. They're not, like, the chicken burger, hello.
Yeah, the like, location, seat 3, chicken burger.
Yeah, totally. It's, like, seat 3, here's your chicken burger. Oh, cool. Yeah. And a lot of the time, too, people, like, don't know what they ordered.
Yeah, honestly. You're like, chicken burger, and everyone's looking around.
And then they're like, oh, Darcy, you got that. And they're like, oh, yeah, chicken burger. And I'm like, we've been saying that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that definitely helps.
Yeah, being on the seat numbers is totally... important, which it seems like it wouldn't matter too much,
but bills
printing and food running, it comes up quite a bit.
So I definitely learned to take a second. I also learned to double check after I took the order that I sent it to the kitchen.
Yes.
Because one time I didn't send it, and I was like, their food's been taking a while.
Yeah.
And I look, and it was like 20 minutes I haven't sent it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
I've been there too. It's I usually like I'll ring it all in my tablet, and then I'll be like, okay, sweet, thanks. Also, tip, always ask if there's any allergies that I should be aware
of.
That
is so true. Yeah.
And then I'll bring my little tablet, like, to the pass, and I'll, like, double check it, make sure I got all the orders and the seat numbers. And if you don't, if you forgot something, like, you forget if they didn't want avocado or they wanted to add avocado, just go back and ask them. And just be like, hey, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Did you want to add avocado? It's, like, better than guessing.
Yeah.
And just
hoping
for the best. Because I feel like I used to do that.
Me too.
Then I used to make a lot of mistakes, but I'd rather ask the guest rather than, like, go to my manager and be like, hey.
Exactly, the guests aren't as scary as you think they are.
Yeah,
like, if you
go
back and you're like, hey, was that, like, a half or a whole avocado?
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, half.
Right, yeah.
And it's just
like,
salt.
I feel like 9 times out of 10, they're very understanding.
Yeah,
and, like,
for sure.
As long as, like, you're just honest with them, I feel like I've just been very honest in the restaurant now. It goes a long way, and, like, they understand.
Yeah, like, I'll go back and be like, I don't remember what drink you, like, was
this pop?
Yeah. Like, what
I think
was
I totally blanked. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was it a lemonade? Like, oh, no, a Coke. I'm like, okay, sweet, thanks.
And they'd rather have that than like, you bring them the wrong drink.
Right?
And they're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You get into a groove with things, it just kind of works out.
Yeah. You learn along the way. Yeah.
Another thing I found to help is, for tips, is the bills. So... If your restaurant has billfolds, we always give them billfolds, and on the back of our billfold it says, leave us a review, it's a little QR code, and you get a chance to win a little gift card. And then my restaurant actually does, like, shout-outs each month for, like, everyone that writes reviews about it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, and, like, shout-out to Cassidy for being a great server for this review. And it's, like, a little cute little thing, but it also just makes the bill look professional and, like, more put together.
Yeah, totally.
Our restaurant wants to give one to each person, but of course, if you have a table of, like, 15, and you have 20 billfolds at your restaurant, you can't take them all.
Yeah.
So, when that happens, I usually just always write thank you or a little smiley face on the top of it, because kind of your last little chance to, like, beef it up and give them,
exactly.
And, like, get a little more tip, and they just, like, they acknowledge that you appreciate them, and it's just, mm-hmm. like, you went out of your, you took a bit of your time out to, like, write that or do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, totally. It's,
like, that helps a lot.
Yeah. I also used to circle my name. It would say, like, server Kiva. I would circle my name and then put, like, a little
smiley face. Nice! Yeah. I'm gonna start doing that. Yeah. It's a good that's a good that tip. Is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can leave a review or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's such a good feeling when you get, like, a review. It's mm-hmm. only happened a few times, but, yeah. like, my manager will, like, message me and she's like, hey, Sierra, like, great work.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh!
So good. Like, they left the restaurant and were like, yeah. I'm gonna name this
totally.
Person.
Like, they took their time to go yeah. on Google, find it, and, like, remember your name.
Yeah.
And write a review totally. About you. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Another thing, like, ask for help.
Yes. Yeah. It's hard at first if you don't know your coworkers super well, yes. but ask for help yeah. anyway.
Well, like, restaurants, they have support staff for a reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? They yeah. have expos, they have hosts, and they have managers for a reason. Yeah. Like, if yeah. all of the servers and bartenders are busy, like,
yeah.
you can just ask someone, hey, you get double sat. Hey, do you mind yeah. bringing 4 waters to table 12 for me? And yeah. like, oh, yeah, for sure. They're just at the front doing nothing anyways.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, it's so... Yeah.
I had to wrap my head around that, but...
Me too, yeah. me too.
Like, honestly, most of the time, there's at least one person in your restaurant that's, like, looking for something to do.
Yeah, right?
Know? And, like, if you're so stressed that, like, you're falling behind...
Yeah.
Just, like, ask them to bring, yeah. like, something easy. Like, can you... bring them menus
right yeah. yeah like don't try and be a hero like I yeah. like I used to try and yeah. do that and I'm like I thought that I had to do everything myself all yeah. the time
mm-hmm.
but and then I finally realized like hey like Lydia may I can you make my drinks at the bar please like
yeah.
or can you make my drinks and can you run them like yeah. oh yeah of course no yeah. worries like
totally
especially during a rush like it's totally understandable yeah. and I feel like managers would rather have you ask for help than mm-hmm. just like watch you fail alone or be like yeah. well why didn't you ask me for help
yeah yeah, at my restaurant, the managers were always, like, on the floor, mm-hmm. and if I'd asked, they would even, like, take orders for me.
Yeah,
or
right.
Or they'd go, like, clear plates.
Yeah.
They were really helpful with that. And same with coworkers. Like,
yes, right.
If you had a hard section, there was hard yeah, sections like, in
our yeah,
restaurant.
Yeah, right? Yeah. yeah.
They'd be like, please, can you help me?
And, like, the booths, people always want the booths, so it's, yes. like, flip yes. those get flipped over so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then totally. Same with, like, big parties, too. Like, taking an order for, like, 15 people takes, yeah. like...
Yes.
5 to 10
big
minutes,
parties,
you know?
For sure, yeah.
And then sometimes people think they're ready, but they're really not. And
yeah.
it's, like, so...
Yeah.
Just gonna stand there as yeah. you're, like, watching your other tables, like, waiting for their bill or, yeah. like, with dirty plates on their table.
Yeah. We used to sometimes, if we'd get big tables, like, split it. So someone
yeah.
would, like, take half of their orders and I would take the other half
yeah.
just to, like, help the workload.
Yeah, right.
Or they'd fill up half their waters. I'd fill
yeah.
up their half kind of thing.
Did you split tips there or was it, like...
tip pool.
Okay, yeah, so you split them.
Yeah. yeah. So, yeah, I guess it would be different
yeah,
if you
but
have your
I feel
own tips.
Like I haven't worked in a restaurant where they do tip pool,
mm.
but I still feel like at my work it's still pretty well, like, people will help each other out. Mm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so do
I
you...
guess that might be different if it's tip pool. I've
yeah,
more
so
willing
it can be a bit...
Willing to
yeah,
help.
A bit different for sure, but
yeah.
do you tip out the bartender still?
Yeah, they get yeah. a... They get server tips.
Yes, so does my bartender.
Really?
Yeah. yeah.
And then the, like, the support staff and the hosts
yeah.
would get some, but it wasn't that much.
Okay, yeah. See, yeah, ours is, like, if I'm serving, I tip out the bartender 1%,
mm.
and then I tip out, like, the 1% of my sales.
Okay.
And then I tip out the support staff 5.5% of my sales.
Oh.
So if I sold, like, $1,200,
yeah.
the bartender would get...
$12?
$12. Right? Yeah, $12. Think, yeah. And then support staff would get, like, $60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not much for the bartender.
Yeah, but if, like, if they have...
Oh,
like,
every
if it's nighttime,
knows.
Yeah, if it's, like,
see,
night
see,
bar,
see,
and, like, there's, like, 4 servers on, they
yeah.
each sell, like, $1,500, 15 times
yeah.
4, you know?
Yeah.
And then they also, like, at my restaurant, too, the bartender has, like, their own tables and sections as well.
Mm.
So, like, they have the
yeah.
bar top, and then they usually have 2 tables at night, and then during the day, like... almost half the restaurant.
Okay.
And there's even a time at Crossover where, like, when I day bar, I have
yeah.
the whole restaurant for, like, an hour.
Mm.
And it's right at happy hour, and it gets, like, a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Worth it.
But, like, that's usually when I make, like, most of my money, to be honest. I get all
yeah.
my stuff done during the day.
Mm.
And then I, like, am ready to, like, serve.
Yeah.
And then someone comes in, like, the next hour, and then it's
yeah.
super chill. But, yeah. It's a race to the finish.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never worked where there's tips. There's, like, if you don't know the difference, there's,
yeah.
like, individual tips, which is just, like, all the money that you make. with all your tables, and then tip pool is like a combination of mm-hmm. everyone's.
Yes.
And then split equally.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So Kiva worked in tip pool where it's all shared tips, and then I work in your own tips, I guess.
Your own tips. Yeah.
So everyone goes home with whatever they have.
Yeah.
And then you do your little cash out at the end of the day. As mm-hmm. I don't know if you probably do the same kind. Oh, yeah. See, I do a cash out at the end of every day. And that's when I write down, like, how much the restaurant owes me. Or if I got a lot of cash that day, I might owe the restaurant money.
Okay.
You know? So I write, like, my name. I write the date. I write my sales. And then I write how much I tip out. And then what I owe or what they owe me. And then if I owe money, if I owe, like, $54, I'll write, like, $2.20s, $1.10, and $4 and change.
Okay.
And put it in a little Ziploc baggie.
Interesting.
With our, like, printed out cash receipt of, like, what we sold, like, how many burgers, how many beers, all that. And then we put it in a little safe.
Huh.
And then we have a little online card, and they upload all of our money on there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can, like, transfer it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right? Yeah. I know, it's interesting how all different work, like, restaurants.
Yeah.
Work in their systems. Yeah. And then what, like, POS did you use?
Just a big white apple.
The Clover?
The Clover. Yeah.
We used to use Clover, and now we use...
Like, they were so glitchy, though.
Yeah. And now we use Toast.
Okay.
But the thing about Toast is we have to, like, if someone wants a receipt, we can either, like, email it to them or text it to them, which is, like, no one does that. But, like, I don't even ask.
Yeah.
If they want it printed, we have to print it, and then we have to, like, walk back to the kitchen and then walk back to them. And it was a table of, like, four, and they all want receipts. I, like, do, like, four trips, you know?
Yeah.
So I've debated if I should ask and be like, do we all want receipts today? Yeah. So I can, like, get them all pay at once and then hand out the receipts.
Yeah.
But then it just gets, I'm like, I'll be right back. And they're like, what?
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah.
I did have another one. This one's controversial.
Okay, let's hear
everyone
it.
Everyone would agree with
it. Okay, let's see.
But I feel that definitely sometimes people just want to chat.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they want to come into the restaurant and chat.
Mm-hmm.
And yap.
Totally. Especially the single tables, people by themselves.
Yeah, which is totally fine. But I feel like if you want to be an efficient server, you kind of also have to learn, like, when it's just going on a bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're like, okay, maybe I should, like, nicely.
Yes.
Like, you know.
Like, try and, like,
respectfully, like, end the conversation.
Or even
just
slow walk away as you're finishing your sentence. Like, being like, oh, like, wishing you the best.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, kind of ease it out.
Yeah, I've gotten stuck before. And, like, I've seen a lot of my coworkers, like, they'll get, like, stuck almost in a conversation. And then their other tables, like, need things.
Yes.
And they're not getting, like... You can talk to someone for, like, 20 minutes easily, like, just chatting, and it's great.
Yeah.
I love to chat, but also you have to remember that you have,
like,
other
tables.
Like,
you're at work. Yeah. Like, and you don't want to be a lovely person, but you can't chat all day.
Yeah. You don't want your other tables to be like, oh, she's been over there the whole time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Even if even if you're not slacking off, it might look like you're slacking off, or, like, that's your friend or something.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
I feel like with that, you could almost, like, try and go to every table first, and then go to that one last, if you know they're gonna chat. But just having a little getaway.
Yeah.
A plan.
Something you say. Like, sounds good. Like, it was, like, great chatting with you.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Or even, like, communication with your coworkers being like, hey, this table's really chatty. If you see me there for a while, like...
That's very true. Yeah.
Do you mind, like, keeping an eye on my other tables? Or, like, pulling me away for a sec if it's possible?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I feel like communication is very key with everybody in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Like, even... Like, if you have an allergy, like, our policy is you write allergy on the order, and you say what it is, and then you tell the manager what they ordered and what you changed about it.
Yeah.
And then usually it's double checked, like, at the expo with the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, ours, like, we would double check the allergy, write it down on, like, the little, like, iPad ordering thing.
Yeah.
Like, allergy gluten. Then we'd ask if it's, like, cross-contamination okay or okay. And then we'd go straight to the... Wait, I can't remember what order it was. It's been too long.
Yeah, fair
enough.
We
would go straight to, like, I think it was the manager first. Or no, we'd go to the kitchen, sorry.
Yes, okay.
Go to the kitchen, be like, may I, like, I have this, gluten allergy. They'd, like, make sure it's okay. Then you would send it in. Then you go to the manager, talk to them.
Yeah.
And then it would be, and then you go back to them and be like, okay, I can, like,
get
that
right?
order for you. It's, like, this whole thing. But that's, like, how it
It's safety, though.
Like,
someone had a... a dairy allergy, I think, which you seem like isn't a real allergy. You know, it's like, yeah, you're lactose intolerant. Yeah. Like, that's what you would think. So I think that's what this one server thought. And then, so she didn't write anything. I don't think I think she would have told the manager. I'm not sure. I wasn't there. I just heard about it. But she didn't write, like, allergy dairy on the bill.
Yeah.
So got one to the kitchen. I think she told the manager. And the manager was like, okay, yeah, all good. And then the person got the burger and it had blue cheese on it and they ate it and they went to anaphylactic shock and they had to go to, they had to call the hospital, the ambulance, the ambulance to the restaurant.
Oh my goodness.
And so like, yeah, just always like ask your table, is there any allergies I'll be worried about? And the amount of times too that they're like, oh yes, I'm gluten free. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like, okay, they don't even say it. Like, yeah. Right away, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Our restaurant has like gluten free preference, gluten free allergy.
Yeah. That's another really good thing to know when you're learning the menu is, like, okay, if they're vegetarian, what items am I going to suggest? Or, like, what items are gluten-free on the menu?
Substitutions. And even things like the gravy has, like,
because people will ask vegan you all the time.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
But even just knowing, like, if they are gluten-free, being like, oh, like, you can't have the wontons, but I can put crispy tortillas on it instead.
Exactly.
Like, would you like that?
And so then,
like,
still have
and they still feel, like, appreciated and, like, looked for, you know? Like, it's, like, and, like, safe, like, about their allergy. They're not, like, worried about it because you seem knowledgeable about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for chatting. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think we kind of covered it all.
Right? Yeah. Tips and tricks, basics.
Yeah, communication is key.
Yeah. So I feel like a little wrap up about that.
Yeah.
Have a little spiel when you greet them.
Yeah.
Always be filling up waters and coffees. Ask for refills if they would like. Multitask, get as many things done as you possibly can because it's super hectic and fast paced.
Yeah.
side plates and spoons are always a yes, and then clear plates before they pay or for the next meal. Smiley faces on bills for last little positivity encouragement. I don't know. And then don't be afraid to ask for help. They are there to help you.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
That wraps up our session.
Yeah.
See you later and serve it right.
Bye.